Yeah, Neville here, Wednesday, July the 29th. So I'm sitting in my office actually waiting for my desktop machine to restart following a pretty severe system crash that happened, I guess, about 20 minutes ago. That, according to digging into the event log in Windows Vista, says the cause was a bad plugin in Internet Explorer. The specific plugin it mentions was Skype. So I think, okay, that makes sense. I don't use Internet Explorer if I can possibly avoid it. But I loaded it by mistake, actually, and it locked up. But it brought down everything, including when I went to Firefox, which I had running. I then got a not responding on that as well. So anything that was a browser somehow got affected. And then when I clicked elsewhere on the desktop, the screen just went totally blank. Everything went black as if it was switched off. Very peculiar behavior, not experienced that before. So I had to do a manual restart of the machine. I pressed the power switch to turn it off, which was a very bad shutdown. And indeed, it told me when I restarted it again that Windows hadn't shut down properly. So I went through that and booted it up again. It took a long time to get to the desktop, probably three times longer than it normally would. Loads of disk thrashing. A look in the event log again showed loads of entries, must have been 30 or 40 of them, to do with system restore, to do with a recovery process. And I'm thinking, blimey, and a load to do with Windows validation. I've never seen that before. And of course, I got a legal copy of Vista, it came with the Dell machine. So I don't know what happened there, but I was able to disable this plugin in Explorer. Then I discovered over 3,000 files in the temporary folder. I mean, I really haven't done any good housekeeping on this machine for a while, that were occupying nearly 3 gigs of disk space. So a manual delete to clear all that stuff out, and I've just rebooted the system again. And I notice, in fact, there's a good two or three, maybe more, security updates from in Windows Update that come every Tuesday. Must have been the lot from yesterday, not installed yet. So I need to go through that. So I'm going to spend a bit of time on housekeeping here. But got me thinking about issues in the last couple of days in the cloud, relying on technology. Scribd was the one yesterday that, from what I've been reading online, Scribd's the online document sharing service. That suffered a denial of service attack, a malicious attempt to bring their servers down. It certainly did. They were inaccessible for a good 4 or 5, if not longer, hours last night, and came back up this morning, my time. So there was that. There's been other cases recently, and I've certainly had some experiences. It makes you think that you can't totally trust the technology you rely on, whether it's in the cloud or on your desktop. And I'm thinking the system crashes that I've experienced today could have damaged data. Luckily, it didn't. I actually find Windows very robust in that regard. I've actually not, from my recent memory, ever had a data loss through a system crash, meaning the computer crashed entirely. Not had one. I think that's a testament to everything, the hardware and the software. But it does mean that you're not wholly confident, so you tend to keep multiple backups, which you shouldn't have to, but you do if you're prudent. And particularly for stuff online, like Scribd's situation yesterday, where data was simply inaccessible, you need a local backup. I blogged about this a week or so back, and I do believe that. You cannot yet rely on any of this stuff totally without peace of mind, like insurance. So anyway, the system's now back up, so I can terminate this kind of rambling thought dump, but it's still what happened just now on my desktop system. Yeah, not good enough. And if the culprit was a plugin rather than Internet Explorer, then I take back all my negative thinking about Internet Explorer recently. But not good that happens, I have to say. And how come it's never happened until now? So most peculiar. Anyway, back on to fixing stuff, I suppose.